Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Establishing a fair rent for farm buildings and storage facilities involves multiple factors. There isn't a universal formula, as conditions vary depending upon building type, usage, and local market conditions. Extension educator Glennis McClure talks about several key issues when coming up with fair terms for building rental.
As we know, as we think about farm buildings, and this could include even grain bins or, you know, livestock facilities, sheds, all of those kinds of things. You know, as we know, there's just with buildings, there's no set formula, so to speak. The conditions of a building can be so varied. The type of building, of course, you know, if it's, again, a livestock barn or a livestock facility versus a grain storage facility or just a machine shed, you know, what the usage is going to be. And really also understanding the local market and what's around and what's available and understanding those conditions, I think, is really important. So, for instance, if a grain bin is in good working condition, you know, we might have a rental figure in mind, but what is the going rate in the area? Things that we have to ask ourselves. And again, are electrical and grain dryers hooked up and are working, you know, with that grain bin? So if so, that could add to the rent amount depending on whatever rental arrangement or negotiation, you know, we come up with. And a machine shed that is going to be used for storage can vary widely based on its age, its condition, of course, its size, does it actually hold what you want it to hold, right? The location and you know, and just, you know, various different factors. So overall, a comprehensive evaluation of both fixed and variable costs, as we talk about in the article, as well as cash and non-cash expenses, is essential. I do have here, aside from those fixed and variables that we'll talk about here in a little bit, I do have some a list of items to consider. And I've already mentioned size. So larger buildings with greater capacity generally command higher rent due to increased utility. Repairs, again, whatever that condition of that building is in can affect the maintenance cost. And we need to consider, again, in that rental arrangement, who's going to handle the repairs. Again, even just thinking of security and monitoring the facility and how that's all going to be managed is something to consider. And insurance. So what's that actual usage? And, you know, what is that? That can be a real significant factor to consider. Who's paying the insurance? Are those costs covered, you know, in your rental arrangement? Again, I've mentioned several times now the condition, a newer, well-maintained building, you know, obviously can command a higher rent than an older one that's really deteriorating. Location, again, is it along a main road? Is it, you know, back in the woods where it's hard to get to? You know, what's the market around it? What's the availability of other structures around that area? And so on. So the, you know, just what is the desirability of that building can really affect that rental rate. And then just a couple more things. I mentioned risks of accidents, you know, the type of usage. So buildings used for high-risk operations or intensive farming may require higher rent to cover those potential liabilities. And then we also have to think about, again, if we're thinking about, you know, if there's buildings or there's houses nearby or other activities in the area, what's the noise factor going to be with the usage of that building?
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent FarmCast podcast. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.